com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
So we're going to be doing a groin shake. That means you're going to place my hand on your hip, other hand on your inner thigh, slowly go up and slide down.
Okay.
I'm going to do that two times in the front and two times in the back.
You can do that out here, but if you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Is everyone?
We're going to have a supervisor here because you're
sure.
That's audio from a video that has quickly gone viral. John Tyner recorded his run-in with a TSA agent on his cell phone. Boy, don't we have a hot one here. The TSA and outrage extraordinaire. This thing has become the screening tactics, the subject matter for great interest because the busiest travel day is next Wednesday. More people fly next Wednesday than any other day of the year. People are hearing these stories about these various x-ray devices and how bad they are. Skin cancer comes from one of them without a doubt. It has been certified, verified that if you go through, like pilots and stewardesses, flight attendants, if you will, go through these machines as often as they do, you absolutely are at a risk of getting skin cancer, and the TSA doesn't want to deal. They don't want to hear from it. And people are opting, I'm going to be traveling this week, and I'm not going to go through the X-ray machine. I'll have the pat down. Let's see what they do. I'll report to you on that. But this Tyner video has caused, this is like the third time this has happened in as many weeks. You remember the story of the woman from going from Florida to New Hampshire? And what happened to her, her side of the story was that they fondled her. And so here we go. The response to all these disputes with airport security, the TSA said it tries to be sensitive to individuals, but everybody getting on a flight has to be screened. The video in which Tyner, who's a software engineer, refuses an X-ray scan in San Diego, has sparked a huge debate over these screening procedures. Are they invasive? Are they outrageous? Are they unnecessary? Those of you who say, well, they'll protect us from another attack, come on. Attack, people who get on a plane, especially pilots, going through the screening, that isn't going to change his mind. If he wants to fly the plane into a building, he's going to fly the plane into a building. Mr. Tyner said he hoped this video that's gone viral will focus attention on what he calls a government invasion of privacy. There are a lot of grassroots groups this week urging travelers not to fly or to protest by opting out. That's what next Wednesday is called, opt-out day. Opt out of the full-body scanners and undergoing time-consuming pat-downs instead. They don't want to do that because it'll jam up the air. The airlines are apoplectic about this next week because they want to get people in, get them on the plane, and get them out. If there happens to be a coordinated bad weather day, it is an unbelievable nightmare for those who want to travel. So, the full-body scanners, use them or not. Pat-downs, use them or not. Part of the discussion and debate, 800-510-8255. Here's host Martha McCallum speaking with John Tyner, the fellow who was involved in this ordeal.
Well, listen, let's start, first of all, with the scanners. We've all seen the images. What were your worries about going through the scanner?
Basically, that I didn't want anybody looking at my naked body. I mean, the pictures you just put up on the screen, you had to blur them out.
And were you worried at all about, you know, there have been some concerns about health issues now, too. People worried about radiation and that kind of thing. Or for you, is it more of an issue of privacy?
It's a bigger issue of privacy. The radiation is obviously a concern. I'm sure it's a small amount. And if you don't travel very frequently, it's probably not a huge deal. But TSA agents standing around, frequent flyers, there might be something to that.
So where do we draw the line between privacy, security, protecting people, and making sure that you get on that plane and you get where you're going?
Well, obviously, for me, it was here. You know, if people are concerned about bombs being brought on planes, you know, the TSA has those puffer machines. They've got bomb-sniffing dogs. And both of those can detect very minute traces of explosives. So I don't see why those aren't in wider use.
Okay, so the other option for you then was the physical pat-down. We've seen some demonstrations of this. It can get very up close and personal, and the explanation we heard of the TSA employee give you, that was very graphic and very specific. Did you think that was a bit much, or is that appropriate?
Oh, no, absolutely. I thought that was too much. Although if I didn't think it was too much, I would have let him pat me down.
All right, so where do we go from here? I understand that you were called back to security. What happened?
Well, there was a few people standing around in the ticketing area as I tried to leave. And those men told me that I had to go back into the screening area to finish the screening. And I refused. I told them, I don't have a ticket. I'm not going to be flying today. I'm trying to leave the airport. And I'm not going to be screened as a condition of going on my way and leaving.
All right. So you're going to fly again, I assume, at some point. What will you do the next time you go to the airport? How are you going to get through security? Are you going to drive everywhere?
I'm planning on driving or taking a bus or a train. I don't intend to fly until these machines are gone.
Do you think that's going to happen?
That the machines go away? I certainly hope so, but I'm not holding my breath.
All right. We've heard that the TSA budget for next year includes buying hundreds more of these machines. Maybe 1,000 of them will be in place by the end of 2011. How far are you willing to carry this with your driving?
Well, fortunately, I only really travel by plane maybe once a year to visit some family there back in the Midwest. So if we have to drive a long distance once a year, that's not completely out of the question for me.
All right, so do you feel like now you're setting an example, you've kind of drawn the awareness and drawn the line in the sand? I mean, do you want others to follow suit with you?
I think others are already following suit. I just happen to have the presence of mind to turn my camera on to protect myself, while standing up to make sure that there wasn't a he said, she said kind of thing that happened afterwards. And I think that's an inspiration to people to stand up for themselves now.
All right, that's the gentleman in question here, John Tyner, who recorded his event and has put it up. It's about 8 minutes long. You can find it in any number of places. We didn't put it up at the website for this program because it's so many other places. It's not that stirring. It reminds us how out of control the government is these days. Bomb-sniffing dogs, yeah, use those, whatever. The airlines don't want to hear this. The airlines want nothing they don't want to hear. A guy like that say, well, you know what, I think I'll drive. You know what that does to the psyche of people who are going to maybe fly 2-3 times a year, 4 times a year? I fly that much normally in a month, sometimes more than that. This month I'll probably be on a plane half a dozen times. And the airlines don't want to hear that stuff. They're going to be all over the it's going to kill their business. They don't want that. They're teetering on the edge all the time anyway. So your opportunity to weigh in on all of this after we get some more reports, some more input, a radio host, et cetera, et cetera. The issue this hour is TSA patting down, x-raying, the outrage people have. Their public relations sense sucks. You can see it, sense it, feel it, the arrogance. This is the government. We have to do this. Come on. Let's see what we can do about fixing this problem, you and me. After all, supposedly the government represents you and me, right? 800-510-8255, 14 after on the countdown.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
All right, that's 19,000 little wooden horses on strings. How would you like to pay for that?
Discover card.
So, don't you elves usually make these?
Hey, with 5% cash back bonus, it's not worth getting my tights in a bundle.
What are you going to do with the cash back bonus?
Saving up for some plastic surgery. You know, your thing.
Now through December, get 5% cash back bonus at restaurants, clothing, and department stores with Discover Card. Sign up at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. It pays to discover. Limitations apply.
You've seen Armando Montelongo make big profits in real estate on A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. But what you don't see is the behind-the-scenes, step-by-step of how the deals actually happen. See why real estate is much more profitable today than ever before.
Hi, this is Armando Montelongo. Right now, we're entering into the greatest real estate market of our lifetime. America is on sale, and I'll show you how to take advantage of the current foreclosure market so that you can make huge profits. You don't need to be a handyman, and you don't have to have a lot of money to get started. started.
Call now to receive his free DVD. Plus, act now and you'll also get 30 days of unlimited free access to Armando's foreclosure research tool. It's where the best deals are found nationwide. But you must act now.
Call now. Just pay a small shipping fee and get your free in-depth DVD. Plus 30 days of unlimited free access to Armando's foreclosure research tool.
Call 888-227-1346. That's 888-227-1346. Call 888-227-1346.
800-510-TALK is the connection line on the this is a good way, Andy, probably a better way to find out, get a synthesis, if you will, of what people are thinking, folks that listen to News Talk Radio, issue-oriented radio around the country. Here's reporter Joyce Evans with more on this story.
The Internet has turned one passenger's personal protest into something of a traveler's revolt. Some airline pilots and flight attendants are pushing back, too. They want a crew pass system put into place to avoid multiple full-body scans and or pat-downs several times a day, 5 days or more a week. They say it's beyond humiliating, it's a health risk, and that they aren't even the ones who are posing a security threat.
Look, everybody has a role to play. That's what See Something, Say Something is about.
Authorities at Philadelphia International say they're not worried about security check problems going into the busiest holiday travel season of the year. The only body scan they have set up right now is at Terminal F, used only by U.S. Airways regional jets. But the TSA says more body scans and pat-downs are coming soon to Philly International, and there's no way around it.
We don't want to have someone who really has an intent to do harm to say, hey, if I bypass this, there's no consequence.
If there are adjustments we need to make to these procedures as we move forward, we have an open ear. We will listen.
As for a call by some angry passengers on the Internet to stage protests at airport body scan and pat-down checkpoints to slow down the boarding process, federal officials are warning, don't try it.
We're not going to allow anyone or any group to detract from our mission to ensure the safety of our traveling public.
Yeah, you're so full of baloney, sir. You are so full of it. It's amazing. We're not going to let anybody stand in the way. Who the hell do you think you are? People can protest because that's their right to do so in America. Here's another reporter named Thomas Drayton speaking with a former Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security, Jack Tarmiarco.
You worked for Homeland Security. You know the risk we face, but are these machines really necessary to ensure our safety?
Well, right now, it's kind of the only game in town. I think what we have is a situation where the threat is maybe outpaced the solution. And right now, the TSA is imposing this full-body scanner solution to deal with the threat. Now, there's going to probably have to be some adjustments because I think people are getting a little annoyed about this.
And a lot of people want to know, should the government have the right to see us naked or aggressively touch us just because we bought an airplane ticket, Jack?
Well, again, the way the scanners are set up, it doesn't show everything. Certain parts of the body are screened away for privacy purposes. But again, the issue of very aggressive pat-downs is going to be a problem. And I think at the end of the day, the solution is going to be probably a technological solution, and one that probably has to be less intrusive to our individual and personal liberty as we go through a TSA checkline.
Over half of the flying public still uses the standard metal detector. Is that not getting the job done, Jeff?
Thomas, we've seen a problem in the past with ways to get around the standard metal detector, the use of certain types of substances or liquids that don't get picked up. So, again, we've got to find a way to beat these problems. And every time we move forward with something, the terrorists find a way to try and do an end run around us.
You touched on it right there. Are we playing catch up here? Because it seems all these security measures are reactive. They tried using a shoe to blow up a plane. We now have to remove our shoes. They tried using liquid containers. We're limited to 3 ounces. Are these steps reactive or proactive?
In some regards, Thomas, they are reactive because something will happen and we have to find a quick solution. In other regards, they're proactive. As I said before, I think I said it last week, this is a continual chess game that we play with those that want to cause harm to our country. And it's going to stay that way for a while.
All right. You buying it? What do you think? 800-510-8255. A little talk radio in the mix. And then your call is the best part of talk radio, 21 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods, factory direct, wholesale pricing.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Here to upgrade your knowledge, the information that you need to squeeze a little bit more into your brain, 800-510-8255. Here is radio host Bob Franz responding to reports that the TSA has been working their magic on children as young as three.
I want to know how in God's green earth anybody associated with the federal government thinks they're making our airlines more safe by tormenting children, by patting down. There's another picture, by the way. This is from the Drudge Report. This is where this whole thing got started today when I was reading this, and I saw the picture of a nun being frisked and patted down on the inside of her legs is what it looks like from the picture, with the caption, "The terrorists have won." I want to know how that makes our country safer. How does that make the airport safer? How does it make the airline safer? I'm failing to understand that. Now, I've been reading my Facebook messages and posts over the course of this show, and I've been looking at the text messages, and some people are saying, you know, there are some whack job terrorists out there that'll strap bombs to kids and send kids out to blow things up. That's how deranged they are. You're right, they are. But you know what you call those individuals? Radical Muslims. And, you know, it's not that difficult to determine which kinds of people might be radical Muslims. That's how they do it in Israel. They determine by looking at behavior, not just by skin tone, not just by ethnicity, not just by accent, but by behavior. And when you add those other things into it, you can determine who do we really need to pat down here, who do we really need to talk to and ask more questions of, and who can go on their way. And you know what? They have a perfect record. They're batting 1,000. They're batting 1,000. No airplane that has ever left Ben Gurion Airport in Israel has ever been hijacked. They're batting 1,000. Maybe there's something to this human factor. Maybe this profiling thing should work. I was talking about this online yesterday. If the police, a police dispatcher, receives a phone call from a mugging victim who says, help, 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 911, I was just mugged at knife point, I need help. Okay, can you tell us anything about him? Yeah, he's a white dude, about 6 foot tall, black jacket, baseball hat. That dispatcher is going to do what? The dispatcher is going to tell all the units that are responding in that area to look for a white male approximately 6 feet tall in a black jacket and a baseball hat. Those police officers are not going to be stopping 5'3" black men or 5'7" Hispanic men. They're not going to be stopping women. They're not going to be stopping children. What do you think they're going to be looking for? Somebody who fits the description of what just happened. A 6 foot tall white guy. Am I right or am I wrong?
You are right, sir. Bob Franz responding to the reports of the three-year-olds. Come on. No common sense whatsoever. All right, let's get Joe Crummy's take on this with a focus on the public. You may not like what he has to say here.
The TSA, their job, is to try to save us from God knows what. They have to check everybody. Because if we only check certain people, then the bad guys go, oh, okay, well, they only check certain people, and we'll just be the other. There has to be random checks. Bottom line. Bottom line. All this, I mean, we're coming up on Thanksgiving and what? Like a few days, the most traveled day of the year, and I'm just thinking, is this how you're going to behave at the airport when I'm at JFK on Wednesday? I'll tell you, I swear to God, are you going to do this? You going to wreck it for everybody like this guy? They got to check your junk, sir. They just do, all right? Because the bad guys can put PETN anywhere. It's a plastic explosive. It won't set off the metal detectors. We got to check your junk, okay? Up one side, down the other, and then from behind. I'm sorry. That's just the way it goes. Get over it. You complain like Charlie Rangel. I mean, you sound like you're Charlie Rangel. I mean, that's what it sounds like. Oh, woe is me. I can't believe they're checking my junk. I mean, that's what you sound like. Is everybody going to be like that? By the way, I looked up all this stuff about the backscatter machine. Everybody's so afraid of for health reasons. Do you realize you get more ionized X radiation in 42 minutes of sitting on your butt in your house than you do when you go through the backscatter machine? When you fly in an airplane, you get more ionized radiation, the exact same radiation you get in 4 minutes of flying. So you, by the time you get, I don't see anybody sitting around going, well, I'm not flying because of the radiation. I am really, honestly, just look it up. So none of this, I'm worried about my health. If you want to make the excuse that somebody's going to check your body out, okay, you know, whatever.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
I don't want to grow up. Want to be a Toys R Us kid.
Shop Toys R Us for super deals on the biggest selection of toys and video games from the hottest brands like Barbie, Fisher-Price, Lego, Nintendo, and more. If you're expecting a baby, register with Babies R Us. We make it easy to plan for baby's arrival. Sign up in-store or online. Plus, make shopping even more rewarding. Join our free rewards program at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and get exclusive offers, discounts, and more. Toys R Us and Babies R Us. The hottest toys and everything for baby. All at low prices. Come shop and save today.
Like to sample a new sugar-free Luden's Wild Cherry Throat Drop?
Oh, gee, sugar-free would never be as good as a Luden's I grew up on. Mmm. Oh, this is good. Reminds me of winters on Lake Minnewawa. When I'd come in after a long day, Mom would give me the Luden's Wild Cherry to soothe my scratchy throat. This sugar-free is like Lake Minnewawa all over again, yeah?
New Luden's Sugar-Free Wild Cherry. Soothing great taste just like the original. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The situation, I don't know, I wouldn't say it was bleak, but it's challenging, isn't it? And when you get right down to it, airport security stops one airline pilot because he's carrying a butter knife. Elsewhere, crews opt for pat-down searches because they fear low-level radiation from body scanners could be harmful to their health. And the story from San Diego that we're really focused on in this hour, this traveler is told he can't fly at all when he likens an intrusive body search to sexual harassment. The annoyance at security hassles has been on the rise tremendously, especially among airline crews and passengers. The widespread use of full-body image detectors and the simultaneous introduction of more intrusive pat-downs has ramped up the frustration just in time for Thanksgiving. What are you going to do? Passengers simmering over being forced to choose the full-body image detector or this rigorous pat-down. Airline pilots are pushing back. Much of the criticism is directed to the way the TSA is handling this. I would say that pilots are beyond fed up, says Tom Welch, a pilot, sometimes aviation security consultant. The TSA is wasting valuable time and taxpayer money searching the crew who are not a threat. Even one of the nation's most celebrated pilots, remember Captain Sully Sullenberger, the man who saved the plane in the Hudson River? Detecting growing unease, he said, quote, "The fundamental reason is that airline pilots are already the last line of defense for anybody who poses a threat to the airplane." And see, what else did he say? "We were, and we are, trusted partners in that important security mission." What happens with these scanners? For those of you who don't know, what they do is they show a body's contour on a computer stationed in a private room, which is removed from the security checkpoint. So that's why you have to stand there when you go through them. You stand for a moment until they get the high sign from the inside room. A person's face is never shown. Person's identity is not known. supposedly anyway. Under TSA rules, those who decline have to submit to pat-downs include checks of the inside of your thigh and your buttocks. Federal officials say the procedures are safe and are necessary. We must sacrifice some more to ward off terror attacks. The terrorists win once again. Janet Napolitano, she's brilliant. She says, quote, it's all about everybody recognizing their role. And then the story of John Tyner, the software engineer who posted on the Internet the blog item over the weekend saying that it was, I don't know what all that noise is. Stand by. I have the slightest idea what that is. And we'll pause for a commercial and we'll figure it out. Stand by.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Everyone knows you make better choices when you can try things out first. And choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721-5955.
Want to lower the cost of doing business? Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions. Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Wow, that was the invasion of the body snatchers or something or other. I still haven't figured out what all that racket was. Maybe they're coming to take me away. Uh-huh. The national debate over the Transportation Security Administration's full-body X-ray scanners and physical pat-downs continues to heat up, and that is the subject matter of our conversation here with your calls, starting with Kristen in Corpus Christi, Texas. Hello, Kristen. Welcome to the countdown.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How about you?
I'm doing good. I'm
good.
Interesting show today. I have a very good, I hope, solution. If, it seems to me that companies are more susceptible to pressure from other companies when the money starts going away than when airlines start losing money when passengers decide, we're not going to put up with this, we're going to drive. Be comfortable and not have to go through this invasion of our privacy, then I have a feeling that the airlines will start taking a bigger stand and putting a stop to this and bring in the dogs, like you said. They
right. The dogs, the bomb-sniffing dogs are available. You see them around the airports here and there if you travel a great deal. The more we get into the winter months, I'll be on planes 2 or 3 times a week, and I have seen in the past these dog sniffers, and the bomb sniffers, I think they're fine. Public reacts to them. You have nothing to worry about. That's a place where you're not inconvenienced, you're not harmed, you're not delayed, and the dog does his business, if you'll pardon the use of that expression. And it's nothing more. Actually, people talk to the dog. I usually pat the dog. How you doing? Yada, yada, yada. And the people with the dogs seem very obtuse. They're just not there. They're not hassling anybody. They're just doing what they're supposed to do. But these people, they have gotten so out of control. There are so damn many TSA agents, and they all stand around looking at, talking to each other. Every time I go through an airport, there are about twice as many TSA agents standing around as need to be, and half of them are talking to each other. Meanwhile, the bins have run out, and there's none out at the end of the line. All of these things. The management of it is ridiculous, stupid, and bad.
So, exactly.
Yep. All right. So we're both on the same side, Kristen. Thanks for your call. 800-510-8255. You can text us at 646-926. Doug, Troy, you're in Clovis, New Mexico, and you're now live on the countdown.
All right, thank you very much.
Sure.
Hey, I had a kind of a novel idea. I ran this past my wife. It seems to me if you're going to go through these lines and you're going to be invaded by someone, that you ought to be able to have a choice of who invades you. So maybe you ought to go through the line and say, I'm a guy, but I want that woman over there to check me. You know, just flip it back on them. If you're going to make me feel uncomfortable, well, why don't you turn around and feel uncomfortable as I am going through that line?
We're here to protect you, sir. We're here to save you from the terrorists. We're going
to protect me.
Yeah.
I want that woman over there to check my junk, as
right.
the guy would say.
Yeah.
And not some guy to do it.
I don't refer to my stuff as my junk.
Like.
I don't think that. I think that's a pejorative to refer to your stuff as junk.
Right.
I think you're on the right track, Troy. It's a good idea. Thanks for the call. Vincent in Boston, you are live on the countdown. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
You know, as much as I hear, it's a very controversial thing because of political correctness and all this other, we need to profile. The bottom line is, if you're a little old lady from Pasadena and you have a bomb, then we have a broader problem than we think we do. Or if you're a little kid, a little, you know, just a regular little everyday kid, you know, we're in big trouble in this country. But, you know, if you're wearing a diaper on your head and you look suspicious, you know, that's the people you need to check.
And, that was a, you know, thank you for that visualization, sir. 800-510-8255. Towels, most people refer to them as towel, less pejorative than a diaper on your head. Neither of them are particularly intellectually stimulating, but I understand what you're saying. We get the message. Chris, you're in Laurel, Mississippi, and you are next on the countdown.
Yes. I don't understand why someone has to come out with a program that people can fill out all kind of paperwork. The company, TSA, can do background checks and provide some kind of special identification that would allow an individual to be able to just bypass all the normal checks that are there, proving that, you know, I deserve to be able to bypass all this.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like that technologies, you know, exist. Everything is already in place that, you know, you could check everything there is about me, know who I am. I come through with all the right identification, and I'm able just to pass through, you know, just like what we're talking about. You know, these pilots having to be checked seems to me to be kind of silly because they are, you know, they're partners. You know, like you said earlier, they're partners with what's going on. And if I allow somebody to delve deep within my life and do, you know, check everything there is about me, I'm part of that same team. I'm there to, you know, to serve and protect as well, even though I'm a passenger. You know, it's like a service that could be paid for. And it just seems like the time's, you know, right for somebody to do something like that.
You know, I remember a couple of airlines had sort of a VIP idea like that, and I don't know whatever happened to it because I was going to opt out for it. I fly American most of the time, and I wouldn't just soon have that thing. I mean, they tell you that if you're a what they call a priority passenger, somebody who has a status, platinum or otherwise, then you go through the line, you get through it faster, and then you know, but once you get in the line at the X-ray machine, you don't go through any faster than anybody else does. And so I think your idea has a lot of merit, but there's too much common sense attached to it, Chris. Nobody at the TSA has that much imagination. Just look around the next time you walk through the airport screening facility. Thanks for your call, sir. Appreciate the attempt at info. It was good info. James, you're in Memphis, KWAM. You're on the air.
Hey, you can trick anything if you want to. If you want to get rid of the dogs that's going to be sniffing you in the airport for bombs, all you'd have to do is get material that's used in bombs, leave it in taxis all across the cities that have airports.
What does that do?
Well, as people said on the material, like if you make dust, put a handful of dust in taxi cabs as you get in and get out when other people get in.
All right, so you think that having all these pat-downs and the X-ray machines is good, James?
Well, it's like if you're not going to check a baby, if I'm a terrorist, I'm going to slip like a pickpocket can take your money from you. I'm going to put something on the baby to where when I get on the jet, I can get it back from the baby.
Yeah, you've been reading too many. I think if you're worried about a three-year-old carrying a bomb, then if that's the case and that's what they're doing, everything's done. The earth, we might as well blow the earth up because if that's what they're going to do, and we haven't had any evidence of three-year-olds or babies, I think the youngest has been 10 or 12 or whatever it is, and it's been a while since one of those happened. But if they're doing 3-year-olds, the world is done. Finished. Might as well blow it up. Because if that it gets to that, we as a human race don't deserve to stay on the planet, I'm guessing. Here's Reggie in Winnebago, North Carolina. Go ahead, Reggie. You're on the countdown.
Good morning, Doug.
Hi.
Received an email a couple of days ago explaining that the best way to take care of this problem would be to set up detonation chambers that people go through, and these detonation chambers would cause explosions for any explosive device. Then you never have to worry about trials, jail time, or anything.
You know,
and never have to worry about that problem again with that person.
Yeah, you know, you must be psychic. Well, you have my friend Uri Geller says synchronicity. I was just about to tell the story about El Al, which says they are going to put a new scanner in place that will set off a bomb if you have one on you. Put people through these devices that look like any suspicion. They put them through a separate chamber, and they detonate the bomb if you have one on you. So you're thinking the same. Everybody talks about El Al and how they are the standard. They really are, and something like that, a device like that, makes good sense. But we don't have any good sense here. We have Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, who this week defends the use of these scanners. She published, there's an op-ed in the Monday, USA Today, I think, and I read from it, quote, "Advanced imaging technology machines are safe, efficient, and protect passenger privacy. The weapons and other dangerous and prohibited items we found during screenings have illustrated their security value time and again." And in terms of looking at this radiation scare, the fear of radiation, Janet Napolitano goes on in her op-ed piece. Let's see here. The conducting same-gender officer searches. Passengers have the right to request private screening. Each and every one of our security measures we implement serves an important goal, providing safe. And they keep saying that. It's all for your good. I always love that. She said these imaging machines are safe, efficient, protect passenger privacy. Let's see. Fear of radiation. Napolitano pointed out that the machines were evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Oh, terrific! That means they're okay, because we all know everything the Food and Drug Administration does is wonderful. How many drugs did they approve last year that now are off the market? How many people have died from using drugs that were approved by the FAA and FDA? Perfect! The FDA says these machines are good. Perfect! I'm not worrying at all now. How about you? Here's another Bostonian named Jack calling in with his ideas, his points he wants to make.
You know, I mean, as far as patting down the pilot, I mean, what are these people at the TSA thinking? He's the guy that can dive the plane right into the ground if he wants to. He can crash that plane. He can turn it upside down. He can do anything he wants with it. Why would he want to carry a bomb? If he had the mindset that he wanted to destroy the plane and everybody on it, he can do it. He doesn't need to bring a bomb on board. I mean, you have to trust them. Well, the passengers, that's something different. I'm not sure what you can do about that. Personally, I'd go through the screening machine. I guess there's an X-ray issue that some people are concerned about. But personally, I would allow myself to be screened through the X-ray machine. And then they wouldn't have to pat me down. Personally, find just going through the airports to be kind of a pain in the neck. I mean, there have been times where I contemplated I wanted to go down to Washington, D.C., and the trip was canceled. But I contemplated taking Amtrak just so I wouldn't have to go through the airports.
Amtrak is a good alternative. It isn't everywhere. We ought to have a better train system in our country. But I find the going to New York on the train a great idea. Jennifer in Ohio with her thoughts on this controversy.
I think it's not intrusive. If you don't want to fly, then that's your problem. But as soon as we let our guard down, I guarantee you something will happen, because when our media gets a hold of things like this, it seems to spread everywhere. And it's not too invasive. I mean, if they don't want to be pat, I can't see what the problem is. You know?
She doesn't see what the problem is. I'm sorry you can't see what the problem is, madam. Steve writes, we should put Blackwater in charge of air... of airport security. Clay Cohut has more of your thoughts from Twitter in a moment.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with your review of one of the top hits this week. Helping you hopefully to understand what the background of the issue is. And you can form an opinion and share it with us at 800-510-8255. Or you can go to the Twitter account. You can go to the text line 646-926. Doug, Clay Cohut in charge of social media. At Steffen Multimedia, what are you reading from our Twitter friends?
I got a few comments here. One user, Twitter user Elsewhere42, says, the TSA website is showing a January 2010 poll that says 75% of people approve of the body scanners. Now, that's classic
January
manipulation of information, they say.
January. These things didn't exist in January. Hello. Knock, knock. Anybody home? Nope.
All right, someone else responded saying that polls are only as reliable as the polling company's agenda. Right. And then user Scapegoat said, what disturbs me is that there are no health tests performed on these machines before they were implemented. It's like they don't care.
Wait a minute. No, the Food and Drug Administration says they're fine. Don't worry.
I'm going to tell Scapegoat he's got wrong information.
Oh, my God. That's terrible. All right, what else?
That's what I had. He, he said, it's like they don't care. These machines focus intense radiation all over your body. It's definitely not something you want to do with any frequency, especially
when there's
something no
data. That you can decide on your own, and you do. You have the option, the pad down. So that's what I'm going to try tomorrow when I go through at the airport. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Let's see here. Here is Patty who says, this entire scenario to intimidate and panic the public is another false flag signature of the control of our country by one-world socialists. And since the disaster of September 11th was orchestrated most certainly by traitors within our government working in all probability with the Mossad, what do you expect? An independent tribunal should be organized to expose these traitors. This diversionary tactic of TSA thuggery just leads the sheeple in another direction, just what these folks want to accomplish. Cameron says, if you can't handle it, don't fly, but it's going to get kind of hard to hitch a ride across the ocean. If the pilots don't like it, go find another job. Oh, there you go. All right, let's get back to your calls. We'll have Vicki up next listening to KNEW in San Francisco. You're on the air live, Vicki.
Doug, I'd like to know, what are they doing in Europe? I don't hear a word about any problems or complaints there.
Well, let me tell you what my experience has been in Europe and in Israel. In Israel, going through the, it takes an extra 60 seconds or so. There are two agents that come up to every person who's getting on a plane in Tel Aviv, and they talk to you, they look in your eyes, they watch your body language, they're trained in psychiatry. Can you imagine any of the TSA goons? Most of them are working, I don't know how much they pay, but I look at the people that are in Israel and the quality of the people that they have working at the airport versus the TSA, and I just shake my head. It's
yeah, but
amazing.
That's not Europe. I'm talking
well,
about
Europe is the takes a lead from Israel. Any of the lines I've ever been through in Heathrow and Frankfurt, in Rome, have all been fast, in, out. They have X-ray machines. They look at you. They watch the people. Here's the answer to your question, Vicki.
Mm-hmm.
The people who are running the devices, the people who are handling the screening, the people who are there watching those who go through the line are trained psychologically in what to look for. You tell me, you look at one TSA agent who you think has those qualifications, and I'll eat my hat.
Right.
All right? That's the difference. Don in Wilmington. Go ahead, sir. You're on the countdown.
Hey, Doug. I just wanted to make a comment that if the Homeland Security is not willing to provide data for people to make a good judgment about going through the machines, they ought to. In the nuclear generation business, I work for a nuclear utility. We intend to try and keep our dose as low as possible. We know there is a long-term potential risk for high dose, and it's only fair to keep people informed about what they're getting.
Right.
The other point I'd like to make is the nuclear power generation business has had a heck of a lot less fatalities than the airline business.
And that's a very good point, sir. Thank you for making it. The radiation claims, there are a lot of people, I'm looking at folks who have also sent in comments. Here's a fellow who says the radiation levels in the screeners are extreme and unacceptable. Okay, if they aren't, don't point your finger and say the Food and Drug Administration has said the machines have been evaluated. I want to know what the evaluation says. What is it doing? Who are you to decide what's acceptable for me? That's part of the problem here. We shouldn't be surrendering our rights as easily as we are. Thank you for being a participant of this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, acknowledging sources for the production of the program, ABC, CBS, C-SPAN, Fox, Jay Weber program, Jimmy Cefalo program. Talk Radio Countdown, written by Jeff Clothy, produced by Michael Fortier. I'm Doug Steffen. I want to hear from you again on the next Countdown Show.